This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Gregory Zuckerman joins us. He is a writer with the Wall Street Journal, where he covers the markets and hedge funds and private equity firms and other investing and business topics. His piece in the Wall Street Journal, COVID-19 vaccine frontrunners impress investors, but concerns exist. Gregory Zuckerman, good morning. Thanks for making the time today.
Of course.
A lot of progress on vaccines and a lot of stock reaction to vaccines, too.
Yeah, the first thing to be excited about is the progress. So it's early. These are early trials. You don't want to go overboard, but so far, so good. And we're not talking one company. We're talking three or four with different approaches. So it's sort of like shooting a ball. You want to take as many shots as possible. A few of them are not going to make it through past the Dolly, but I'm encouraged. I'm excited.
Well, that's good. Now, the idea, of course, of these various vaccines and where they stand on things, are they all American companies? I know there's a couple in Europe as well, and they're having some good progress on those. How much of that is impacted here?
Yeah, so you've got a company called Moderna up in Cambridge. You have a company, interesting company in Germany, BioNTech, but they've partnered with a U.S. company here as well. So it's mostly Western companies, I would say. So far, the Chinese data has been a little bit disappointing. There's a company called CanSino, which is behind the rest so far. It's hard to tell. You know, it's a race, so somebody could come out of nowhere. J&J, some big U.S. company, too. But so far, these are reputable, somewhat reputable U.S. companies with some with track records and some with sort of biotech startups, it's an interesting mix of companies.
The NVAX, too, I read about. I believe they're like a French company, right? I know that they've had tremendous progress with their vaccine trials as well.
Well, you've got BioNTech, which is a European one. You've got Novavax, which is down in Maryland. Some of these, like Novavax, was trading at like $1 a share recently. We're talking just a few months ago. Even Moderna. Moderna's the front runner, but I wrote a story even as of January, February. People were rolling their eyes about them. Here they go again. They're still pursuing stuff that no one cares about. And then all of a sudden, this COVID changed my life, changed everybody's life, and it's changed the course of these biotech companies, and suddenly we need them. We'll see. Listen, as investors, you have to be a little wary because a lot of these stocks are already soaring several hundred percentage points, some of them. So a lot of the bigger investors I talk to say, yes, they're encouraged about the economy, the future, our health, but they're worried about these stocks at these prices.
Is there a concern that there's going to be, that there's kind of a bubble around this a little bit?
Going to be. There probably is a little bit of a bubble. I have a new story just came out just an hour or so ago about small investors just chasing tiny biotech stocks. Some of them maybe will have some breakthrough, but it's not clear any of them really will. So, yeah, you know, it's part of the whole Robin Hood kind of phenomenon where people are at home, they're a little bit bored, they've got some extra money from the $600, and some of them, you know, instead of using it for other things, they're gambling, as it were, in the market, and some of these gambles won't work out. So yeah, there's a little bit of a bubble, but behind it all, and that's kind of what we try to get out of the piece, there's some really interesting science going on.
And you talk about that too, Gregory Zuckerman. I mean, there's different models of vaccines, and theoretically, I mean, there might be more than one that winds up being approved. There might be more than one that people take. That's interesting too. There's the T cell, and then there's other vaccines that use a different model, right?
That's exactly right. There are different approaches. Most of them so far, they try to activate our antibodies. They neutralize the virus. That's the hope. Some of them also, like you said, try to get our T cells going. Those are they defend us sometimes, and it's not clear, frankly, what's going to work, what's more important. We're not at the stage, and we are going to be in the next few months, but we're not yet at the stage where we can test for protection, actual protection. We're getting signs of protection. We're getting early indications, but we really haven't been able to test. Now they're doing these phase three trials, so it's not clear if the neutralizing antibodies are more important than the T cells. But yeah, they're different approaches, and some of them have never been seen. Some of them haven't actually resulted in approved drugs, but people on Wall Street and elsewhere have our fingers crossed.
We do, of course, obviously, and I guess even the ones that if their vaccine doesn't wind up becoming the one that gets approved, what is the financial outlook for those companies afterward? Do you think, is it like the kind of thing where they just the stock price plummets after that, or do they use that research for other purposes? What's your outlook on that?
Yeah, I think some of them will plunge. A company like Novavax or Moderna gets rejected, the vaccines, God forbid, start really harming people, those stocks will plunge. Others that are partnered with some upstarts like a Pfizer, they'll be fine. AstraZeneca, they all are partnered with some of the biotech upstarts, and they'll be hurt a little bit at the margin if the vaccines don't work out, but it won't be as big a deal. But others, especially the smaller ones, will really get slaughtered if the vaccines don't work and if the treatments don't work.
Well, I appreciate the update on that. Gregory Zuckerman, Wall Street Journal. The COVID-19 vaccine frontrunners impress investors, but concerns exist. We appreciate your time today. We'll have you back on the show to talk about it as we get closer to hopefully the government coming up with a decision on one. And they could also, by the way, I should mention before I let you go, grant an emergency usage of one of these vaccines, right?
Yeah, hopefully end of this year. We really could see a vaccine for workers and such and for people at risk before the end of the year, fingers crossed. We've never gone through anything like this before. We've never done it with any kind of speed like this. So it's uncharted territory, but we're hopeful.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.